more disruption in how healthcare is being done in the United States. We've got two stories. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 20th of August. Thanks for coming by. Speaking of disruption, perhaps machines taking the place of bank tellers is a bit premature? Is Tesla now a financial risk? Old music, it seems, is still worth paying for, says a court. Those stories, the markets, and more also today, we'll chat about the upcoming Iowa Small Business Summit with Lindsay Sterrett of Grinnell. And then Laura Kennard from Drake University joins us to take a look at various education and business networking events coming up in the metro. So much going on. Stay with us.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon. Thanks so very much for clicking through. By the way, you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We do monitor at IOB_NewsHour before, during, and after each broadcast. Also, if you want to reach me personally, that's easy to do as well. It's at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, as you know, we have a new sponsor here at the Business News Hour. Action Coach Monty Wyatt is bringing back the Live to Lead seminar on October 12th. Now, Live to Lead is a full day of inspiration from the likes of John Maxwell, the very famous John Maxwell, by the way, former HP CEO Carly Fiorina, author Daniel Pink, and adventure woman Deborah Cyril. It's the fifth year for Live to Lead, and you are invited to attend. Go ahead, grab your tickets now. Tickets are available at livetoleaddesmoines.com. That's live, the number 2, leaddesmoines.com. Well, today we learned that Walmart is partnering with Anthem for seniors to buy healthcare products at its stores. Starting in January, patients who are enrolled in Anthem's Medicare Advantage plans can use their insurance to cover some over-the-counter medications as well as other things like first aid supplies and pain relievers. According to a release, the partnership allows patients to decrease their medical expenses. It will also, of course, help draw more shoppers into Walmart. Individuals can also buy things on Walmart's budding e-commerce business. It will, as we said earlier, boost traffic to its physical stores. Walmart currently offers a Medicare Advantage plan co-branded with Humana. In other healthcare news today, Amazon has hired well-known cardiologist Mulik Mahjour for a new role. It looks as the company looks to move into a $3 trillion healthcare sector. Mahjour announced his role on his Twitter account earlier today. Prior to joining the technology company, he worked as the cardiologist and associate director of the Healthcare Transformation Lab at Massachusetts General Hospital, and he lectured at MIT. Now, at the lab, he looked at how to incorporate the latest medical technologies into the practice of medicine. Some of that sound familiar? Maybe? Majmudur did not disclose the specific team he'd be working on at Amazon, only that he would be taking on what he says is an exciting and challenging role. You know, with more and more automation going on, one of the careers we have long thought of being in danger of disappearing is that of a bank teller. Well, today, you know, in many banks, the transactions can be done without human interface. However, it seems humans don't much like that. It turns out people want to find answers without assistance until they can't, and then immediately they want help from a qualified banker. There's high tolerance for self-service until it fails, and then there's zero tolerance. As banks across the country reassess branches, those findings keep getting validated. And this is one of the reasons many bank tellers are getting raises this year. Conventional wisdom is that the job held by almost 500,000 Americans is entering a sharp decline. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics said that banks will eliminate 40,000 positions in the decade through 2026. But, what's going on is that in interviews, a more nuanced picture is starting to emerge. After banks received generous tax cuts back in December, several of the nation's largest, including Wells Fargo, PNC Financial Services, and Fifth Third Bank, said that they are raising their minimum wage for bank tellers to $15 an hour. Branches and tellers, it seems, aren't going away entirely. Instead, as customers turn to mobile phones for routine financial services, tellers are being upgraded, taught to pitch loans, guide local entrepreneurs, and offer technical support. The result is that many lenders that were seeing a job that was going to be endangered by automation is starting to polish a new apple, and they're going to be paid more as well. The Wall Street Journal has a story out today that suggests Tesla may be a financial risk to many of the company's suppliers. A recent survey sent privately by a well-regarded automotive supplier association to top executives found that 18 of 22 respondents believe Tesla is now a financial risk to their companies. Separately, several suppliers in interviews said that Tesla has tried to stretch out payments or ask for significant cash back, and in some cases, public records show, small suppliers over the past several months have claimed they have failed to get paid for services supplied to Tesla. Today, a federal appeals court revived a lawsuit accusing CBS of copyright infringement for playing digital remastered songs recorded before 1972. Those songs, perhaps by Al Green, the Everly Brothers, Jackie Wilson, and others, are being played on their radio stations and online. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Pasadena said a lower court judge acted too quickly in saying federal copyright law preempted California state law claims by the plaintiffs, which owned the original analog recording. So what's this whole story about? What are we talking about? Digital? Analog? Well, it seems that recordings made before February 15th of 1972 are not covered by federal copyright laws. I had no idea, did you? CBS contended they didn't have to pay artists because they were using remastered recordings. However, the court found differently because while remastering can change songs' original, balance and loudness, it otherwise leaves them unedited. Pay up, says the courts. Elementary students in half a dozen low-income areas of Iowa will get access to innovative computer science instruction through an initiative announced today by the governor's STEM Advisory Council. The initiative will get startup funding from private sector donations led by Iowa companies. Governor Kim Reynolds and Roger Hargis, CEO of Acumold, who is a recent guest here on the Business News Hour, he is going to be co-chairing the advisory council. They announced the Computer Science is Elementary project. Six high-poverty schools will be competitively selected to transform existing buildings with computer science instruction. The initiative is aimed at creating more opportunity for students, including real-life work experiences with area employers. Now, this is really interesting because I happen to know that Acumold and Roger Hargis is actively involved in this whole thing, taking students from high schools, training them, and then luring them back into their business after they get a degree that oftentimes is helped paid for by Acumold. All of this is a good news thing for computer science expertise. in public and non-public elementary schools across the state. It is called, once again, Computer Science is Elementary, starting them even younger. Hey, when we come back, a conversation with Lindsay Sterrett from T.L. Baker & Company. That's a CPA firm in Grinnell who is putting together the Iowa Small Business Summit early next month. Stay with us. It's the Business News Hour for a Monday.